وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون.
The present life is nothing but sport and amusement. The true life is in the abode of the hereafter, if only they knew. The present life is nothing but sport and amusement.
This present worldly life is no more than child's play, which soon comes to an end, and once such play does end, the child heads towards his home. Even a king who acts as a king in the world is in reality not so. At an appointed hour, his reign ends, and he leaves the stage of the world empty-handed. He is reduced to the same resourcelessness which characterized him at birth. No one, irrespective of the position he holds, will live in this world forever. Everyone is here for a short, preordained term. Those who are swayed by worldly matters and even barter their faith and conscience to obtain worldly glory, in fact, commit a childish act. For they will enjoy this world for no more than a few years, at best for around 60 to 70 years. In any case, they are bound to die one day and enter the next world, where they will be able to carry nothing. Rather, their excessive worldliness will prove to be their bane. So viewed, this life is no more than sport and amusement.
The true life is in the abode of the hereafter, if only they knew.
Had people realized that this worldly life is no more than a term of trial and that the next life is everlasting, they would not have wasted the time allocated to them on senseless play and amusement. On the contrary, they would have utilized each and every moment to engage in acts that would improve their prospects in the unending life of the hereafter.
فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ.
When they embark in the ships, they call upon Allah, consecrating their faith to Him. But when He rescues them and brings them to land, they suddenly begin to associate others with Allah in His divinity.
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
That they may be ungrateful for the rescue that we granted them, and that they may revel in the pleasures of the present life. Soon they shall come to know. And that they may revel in the pleasures of the present life.
For an explanation of this, see Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 2, Al-An'am 6, Note 29 and 41, Paragraphs 231 to 233 and 239 to 240, Volume 4, Yunus 10, Notes 29 and 31, Pages 26 to 27 and 28, Volume 5, Bani Israel 17, Notes 84, Page 60.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيَتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ.
Do they not see that we have given them a sanctuary of safety, whereas people around them are being snatched away? So, do they believe in falsehood and ungratefully deny Allah's bounties, whereas people around them are being snatched away?
The unbelievers are asked to consider, who is it who brought about the wonderful peace and security that prevailed in Makkah? Was it an idol such as Al-Lat or Hubal that had made it happen? Was it possible for anyone other than God to keep Makkah secure against all kinds of violence and disorder for a period of approximately 2,500 years, despite its location in the strife-ridden Arabian Peninsula? If it was not God, then who maintained Makkah's sanctity across the ages?
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah, or gives the lie to the truth after it has come to him? Is hell not the resort of the unbelievers? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah, or gives the lie to the truth after it has come to him?
They rejected the Prophet's claim to messengership, decrying it as false. They will have either of the following two consequences. If the Prophet, peace be upon him, made a false claim and invoked God's name in that regard, he will be reckoned the worst wrongdoer. However, if the Prophet's claim to messengership is true, then it will be the rejectors who will be judged as wrongdoers, for they dubbed a true messenger a liar.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
As for those who strive in our cause, we shall surely guide them to our ways. Indeed, Allah is with those who do good. As for those who strive in our cause, we shall surely guide them to our ways.
The expression mujahada is explained in note 8 of this surah. Whosoever strives in the cause of Allah does so to his own good. See verse 6. As for the present verse, it contains a note of assurance. Great indeed is the assurance that God extends here to those who sincerely strive in His cause and expose themselves to clashes and conflicts with the rest of the world. God assures such people that He is not wont to leave them to their fate. Instead, He helps and guides such people at every step and constantly opens up new avenues for them that will help them to proceed to Him. He instructs them at every turn as to what the ways are through which they can achieve His good pleasure. He also constantly illuminates the right way for them, making it distinct from the meandering labyrinths of error. The greater the sincerity of the believers, the greater is the support, guidance, and succor that God bestows upon them.